God speaks and it comes to pass, lift up your hands and give Him praise. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. You know the reason why we're not advanced is because we don't thank Him for what He has done in the past. Thank you for February. Thank you, my head, for March. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. All we thank you. We worship. I just came to say,
Baba.
Tell God the reason why you showed up today.
I just want to say, Baba, oh,
and let it be.
Oh,
I just came here to say,
Baba, oh, and
deep down from my heart,
deep down from my heart, Baba.
That God answered. Go ahead and thank Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Things the enemy expected by now, you should have entered trouble. Things would have gone south. Things could have gone south. Why don't you thank Him and appreciate Him for what He has done? Thank you. Thank you. A small you can pray a prayer from earth and God will hear in heaven. Pray. Why don't you thank Him? Why don't you thank Him? Thank you, Jesus. I praise You. I praise You.
You are the most high.
You are the most high.
You are the most high.
If we are pretending, you know, we are transparent before you. We thank you for the things you did that we cannot see. We thank you. We appreciate you. Because I celebrate you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We have come to the first Sunday of March. And we have come to give thanks to you and to receive your prophetic direction. Lord, direct us. Amen. Let us not remain the same. Amen. Let everything we will hear and the things you will say profit us at the end of the day. Amen. Lord, we declare that we have light. Amen. And we run with the light. Amen. And our lives do not remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Are you giving me a hand or the Lord? You are still sounding like you're apologizing. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Amen. God bless you. Let me get started this morning by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say you're welcome to this praise service at COSA. God bless you. Be seated. God bless you. Love your right back. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. What a joy. You're looking colorful this morning. What a joy. What a joy. In case you're here for the first time, I welcome you. You're not here by happenstance or circumstance. God brought you here for a purpose, on a purpose. I don't preach on the first Sunday of the month. It's the month where we thank the Lord and sing praises to the Lord. It's the month that we give our normal offerings and we do thanksgiving at the end of the service. But I also give a prophetic direction. And as you listen, your life will not remain the same. I want to start by sharing with you what I want to share this month. There's no way I can finish it in this service. So I will just share one thing. So allow me to start from Isaiah 60 verse 1. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise, my God. Shine. I can close the service. Because all you need to do is to rise and shine. Pastor Biodun, the reason why I can shine is because I've tried it before. I've tried the business before. I've tried to do things before. I've tried to get a job before. I've tried to pursue my master's. I've tried to get a visa before. How can you say arise and shine? Are you deceiving us or you are telling us the truth? This is the mind of God for us. There are some things that were not possible last year that are now possible. There were some things that were not possible, even in January, that are not possible. That's why God will say, arise, shine. We know that the word shine doesn't mean that you are shining because you're not the light. The word shine is the Hebrew word O-R-E, from which you have the word iron ore. It means illuminate. Why will God see arise shine if the person was shining before? That person was down, was gloomy, was apt. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, from verse 1, I'm coming back to Isaiah 60. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me. Now, God is not anointed. Anointed means God puts His omnipotence upon a man to perform like Him. So this is not God talking, this is Jesus Christ talking. Of course, you see that in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Because God anoints because. He doesn't anoint you for self-aggrandizement. He anoints because. And Jesus counted. Number one, He has sent me first of all to bring good news to the poor. If you are talking about something else, someone that's not eating since morning will not hear. Where I came from, they said, if hunger enters your stomach, nothing else will enter. So God, first of all, addressed the issue of prosperity or poverty. He said, He has sent me. He didn't send Himself. He has sent me to heal, to preach good news to the poor. He didn't send Him to give the poor money. He sent Him to tell the poor, you don't need to be poor again. He has sent Him to heal the brokenhearted. He didn't tell Him to tell the broken. He is there to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent Him to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of prison to those who are bound. Verse 2. To proclaim the acceptable year. This is not in Luke chapter 4. And the day of vengeance is not in Luke chapter 4 verse 18. You read 18 to 20 because the day of vengeance has not come. And to comfort, my God, all who mourn in Zion. Read verse 3. To console those who mourn in Zion. So there are people in Zion that have been mourning. So He sent me to tell people that are mourning. So it's possible you came to the church today, down, out. The devil dealt with you. You don't have any good thing to say. That lady said she even prayed to God that God should take her life. But God didn't answer the prayers. And things turned around. She would have gotten to heaven and realized that she was the best student. Did you see the award? She would have realized that her PhD was waiting for her. Yes, she prayed that she should die. I pray for somebody here. As you arise, you will shine. I say you will shine.
Amen.
I say you will shine.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's possible people have not gathered to celebrate you before. This is the month.
Amen.
This is the year.
Amen.
It's starting from today.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Particularly if you're not in this auditorium, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Yesterday night, they called me from the media. They said, what's the theme for the month? I said, I don't know. I never come here if God has not spoken. He said, arise. He said, shine. You will shine again.
Amen.
You will smile again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I've thought about Isaiah 60 a lot. But there's something I've not thought about in 24 years. The next word, for. Never. Four. For means because. See, there were things you tried to do before. You didn't shine. It didn't work. The reason why I'm telling you to rise and shine is because your light has come. And also some people tell them, my light has come. Find somebody, tell them. Because some people are unbelieving believers. Say, my light has come. It is a prayer for your light to come. It is a cry for your light to come. He said, it has come. You need someone to announce to you because you may not know. You may not know. You see, in the Old Testament, when the glory shifted, they came out every morning and saw that the glory has shifted. Oh, it's now from Guzape, it's now in Asok, AYA. Then they moved the tent. God never allowed them to build a permanent building. They moved the tent under the glory. That was why they were circling for 40 years. Because wherever the glory went, they had to go. But because, you know, if you were attending the church, pastored by Moses, when the glory moved, you knew. But because you came to the same church, you met the same people, you sat on the same seat, you don't know something has moved. So you come to church thinking it's the same church. I said, your light has come. I said, your light has come. Will I not hear your testimony? Those who dare to believe. I say, your light has come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mark it. Go back to where they said no to you. Your light has come. I say, your light has come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. What will affect the whole world. You'd have thought they would look for the headquarters of the world, like Washington. Then the angels will be ascending and descending. There will be a fireworks. Then they will blow a trumpet. 721 angels. Pam, 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 pam. Then they will let the baby down. Everybody will know that, the prince of this world came. That wasn't how it happened. If the angels didn't announce to the shepherd, they will not know. God can be doing something in your life and you are used to what you've always been used to. If you don't believe, to everyone that believes, why do you have to believe? It will not show. God will not come the way you want him to come. Guess where God landed? In the manger. The one that made the earth? In the manger? So you can be looking and not see, except someone opens your eyes. He said, son of man, what seest thou? He said, I'm looking and I see the almond tree. He said, thou seest right. Why would the angel ask? Because men are looking, they can't see. Bible says they can look and not understand. They can look and not see. They can look perfectly and look at that thing and not perceive. He said, lest they turn. Why will you be doing Yahoo Yahoo if you know that God has said something about your prosperity? Why will you use your mother, the one that gave birth to you, as jazz, if you knew that God has said something? You can hear 2 Corinthians 4:3. He said, if our gospel be hid, if our gospel be veiled or hid, it is veiled or hidden to those who are perishing. Verse 4, to those whose mind the God of this age, but the God of this world, Ion, has blinded. Who do not believe. What did they do? They don't believe. They heard. They saw it. What? No, can God come through this way? That's the undoing of the Jewish people. They thought, what are you people saying? Number one, the Bible you people are carrying about was printed in a press. Jesus Christ, we know his father. He's not the Messiah. He said, lest the light of the gospel, the gospel of glory, Christ, in whose image of God, shall shine on them. Today, as you rise, you will shine. Amen. As you rise, I say you will shine.
Amen.
Things will change for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A dear man came here to share testimony with me, with his wife. And God told him to walk around his house. You know the story. You know the testimony. How that man could not attend the 12 days of glory because he was sick. I think 2022, he was sick. He could not attend. And I was about to round off a session. And I said, hit wherever you are struggling with in your body. I think 21 times. As he hit it, he just managed to the bathroom. That was it. And God told him after a while, he got healed instantly. That was the last. He just went to the toilet. He got healed instantly. After then, he built a house. And God told him to go around the house. Is there something you wanted to do? In fact, he didn't bother to do a swimming pool. It was after he started building that he loved a swimming pool. He did it. Everything he wanted to do, he did it. I pray for somebody here. Every abandoned project, God will turn it around. This service will be a service you'll remember for life. This service will change your life for life. If you believe it, shout threefold amen, someone. Do you know that if the shepherds were not watching their flocks by night, they would not know that the prince of this world had come? It was when they were watching, if they were asleep, and you know, angels were ascending. It seems to me that God was looking for somebody that was awake. Why did he come during the day? Why did he come at night? Not everybody will see what God is doing. And I'm here to announce to you, your light has come.
Amen.
I say your light has come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now I command everything that wasn't possible before. Now let it become possible. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the crooked be made straight for you.
Amen.
Let the valley be exalted.
Amen.
Let the mountains be leveled.
Amen.
Let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the counsel of the Lord stand in your life. If you believe, you shout amen like fire. In Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Luke 1, 78. The Bible says, through the tender mercies of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us. Verse 79. To give light. Why did the day spring visit us? To give light. To those. You know, one of the phrases I like in the Bible was, is two cities, Sidon and Tyre. Some people don't tire, they call Sidon. To give light to those who sit in darkness. And some people sit in the shadow of death. To guide our feet into the way of peace. I pray in the name of Jesus. This term means revelation. Since revelation has, some people, no matter who spoke to them, they don't believe. Maybe a guest minister, they will believe once in a while. But I prophesy to you, everything begins to change. Your strength begins to change. Your property begins to change. Every trouble you have in your job begins to change. Every trouble on your business begins to change. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody. Arise, shine. Fall means in the heavenlies, something has happened to you. But you still think you are the same because of what you've encountered. Oh, you can tell me story upon stories. Those stories are testimonies. There, remember the lady that had three-year-old lady that had cancer. Some of you wouldn't have believed that God could heal cancer until the testifier said they've gone for a scan, and she was cancer-free. How? Medical people in this place or paramedics in this place, they understand what we're talking about. If you've been sick before, you know what I'm talking about. To be free, your old system free of what the doctor said. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, because your light has come. As your eyes begin to shine. As your eyes begin to shine. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 105 verse 16. Psalm 105 verse 16. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. Who called for a famine? God. He called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. I love KJV today. In verse 16, we go back to New KJV. The Bible says he break the whole staff of bread. He broke it. Go back to 17. That's a meditation for somebody. So it's possible. I remember I was dressing for Tuesday service. And as I was about to pick my clothes, God just showed me a family that was searching pockets to get money. I just felt. Second time he showed me. Then I forgot about it. I didn't ask. I just left it. When I got on the stage, he told me two times. About to finish the message, he reminded me. I said, if you are in church today, you were searching pockets to get money. And you were rich before, come out. Oh, the whole family was in church. And I prayed for them. Oh, you don't want to hear the story. I didn't know that the husband was a politician in the state. God turned things around. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. God will turn things around for you. Weeping can endure for a night. You can imagine somebody weeping from morning, 12 noon, till night. And in the morning, boom, joy comes in the morning.